One of the concerns raised by the fighting in Central Africa is that the Rwandan refugees have been forced to flee into isolated areas where they are out of reach of international aid. But new reports suggest they may not have been scattered very far. A plane chartered by the Associated Press has spotted a massive makeshift camp just a few miles outside of Goma, Zaire. And Reuters reports that many of the 300,000 refugees who fled their camps near Bukavu are at a town about 50 miles away. This does not mean getting help to the refugees will be easy. Today in Goma, relief groups tried to pass out food to the local population, but they had to stop when mortar shells were fired into the city. From Goma, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
When the shells whizzed overhead the main hospital here, hospital volunteer Joseph Amuli says all the patients who could and nearly all the doctors fled. The UN workers who brought food, too, jumped into their cars and raced out. They broke the front gate, Amuli says, worrying about who will pay for the ripped-off metal door. By early afternoon, there were no more shells, and the UN was back at the hospital unloading 42 boxes of goods. It's a first test, says the World Food Program's Bobby Mbayi. He says there are a lot more supplies across the border in Rwanda, which will be brought over if the UN is able to organize distribution. But today's shelling is just the latest example of how difficult that's proving. The mortars were fired from the direction of the Magunga refugee camp outside Goma, which is controlled by Rwandan Hutu militias. The attack came an hour after Zairean rebels who control Goma had fired on an unidentified plane flying over the city. With the situation still so unstable here, aid officials are beginning to seek alternative plans, but those too are running into problems. Yesterday, unnamed UN officials were quoted as preparing for a major food airlift out of the Zairean town of Kisangani. Kisangani is 300 miles to the west of Goma and surrounded by largely impassable roads. The plan was roundly condemned, not only in the press, but also by an official of the World Food Program. Today in Goma, the UN Refugee Agency's Ray Wilkinson expressed frustration.
I've heard several reports kind of suggesting that the UN is charging in there with Galaxies and C-130s, and we're going to come to some monstrous debacle in the rainforests of Zaire.
In fact, Wilkinson insisted the UN was only considering an operation out of Kisangani, and he said the criticism was unfair.
We've been stuck here. We've got to explore all of the options, and it's a bit of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Had we not been doing this, I'm sure we would have been accused of not exploring all avenues.
Amid the difficulties, aid workers say there has been progress. Today, they presented to rebel leaders the UN's proposed guidelines for distributing food. Among them, the UN would decide which personnel are admitted into Zaire for the operation. In turn, it would allow rebels to screen all the aid that's brought in. Another point insists that the UN presence in eastern Zaire would not imply recognition of the rebels as a legitimate government. The rebels are studying the guidelines, and Wilkinson says he's optimistic they'll agree to at least most of them. Still, relief workers admit that all the problems have forced them to rethink what they're capable of doing. 2 weeks ago, agencies believed they would be able to negotiate their own way to the refugees and hoped to get aid through in less time than it would take for a multinational force to be approved. Now, one UN official said today, it's pretty clear that won't happen. I'm Jennifer Ludden in Goma, Zaire.